everyone. This is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I am back with my friend Martha Krejci, and we talked on Monday. If you missed Monday's episode, go back and listen. She has an incredible testimony of just growing up in a Christian home and then moving into a world that was not pleasing to the Lord, and then the Lord just grabbing hold of her heart and her husband's heart eventually, and where the Lord has them now. And so it's so exciting just to hear the work of God, the work of the Holy Spirit, and what He can do, and to have hope in that. Sometimes it's hard to hold on to that, because there are people, every one of us, I'm confident that every single person listening to this episode has someone in their life, whether it's a family member or a friend, who you're just like, but just find Jesus. Like, just hold on to Jesus. Like, Jesus is the only way. He is the only hope that we have in this life. And you just so desperately want to change them. You want them to see that Jesus is the only way. And so it's hard to walk that line oftentimes. But Martha is just a great example of how the Lord can use people praying. She talked about her sister praying for her and how she prayed for her husband, Mike. And God can use that to change lives. So yeah, go back and listen to that if you missed it. We're going to talk today about homeschooling and what that looks like in their family and how they got into homeschooling. But before we do, I want to say thank you again to our sponsor, BJU Press Homeschool. They are a Christian curriculum, as you know, that will encourage a love of learning in your kids, and they'll help your child develop a biblical worldview, because everything that they do is based on a biblical worldview. And so they are just amazing. If you're looking for any subject, any grade, check them out, bjupresshomeschool.com. And you can talk with one of their consultants, and they will help you as well to figure out what is best for your family. So I know at this time of year, so many of you are looking into next year and trying to figure out what is going to be best for you. Maybe some things are working this year and some things are not. And so this is the beauty of homeschooling. You do what works best for your family. So check them out, bjupresshomeschool.com. Also, thank you again so much for those of you who continue to support the podcast. We are so grateful for you. If you've not watched the movie yet, you can watch that on our website. You can stream it for free, schoolhouserocked.com. Also, we have a sister podcast. So if you guys don't know about that, I think most of you probably do, but it's called Homeschool Insights. And we publish that one 5 days a week, and it's short. It's like 7 to 10 minutes each episode of just a blast of encouragement. And so if you've not listened to that podcast as well, you can find it on any podcast app or on YouTube. And so if you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to both this channel and that one, and subscribe to them on whatever podcast app you're listening to as well. Martha, welcome back to the podcast. I want to talk really quickly, because this is such a cool story, about how we met, you and I. We've not yet met in person, but we've talked on the phone. We've done some video calls together and stuff. And it's been so neat just to get to know you. And the way that we found you, I'm not exactly sure you found us, but you watched the movie. So it was before, it was in the summertime, I think, that you watched it last summer. And the movie had a great impact on you, the movie being Schoolhouse Rocked. And it really changed your thinking about home education and discipleship. So I would love for you to kind of tell that story of how the Lord used the movie. And I'm not asking this like, you know, let's do a big promo ad for Schoolhouse Rocked. I just want to know, like, what was the Lord doing in your heart before that? How did He change your heart through the movie? And then how did you get to where you are now as a homeschool mom? Tell us your homeschool story. I want to hear this.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. First of all, if you guys have not watched their documentary, you must. Like, you must. Don't save it for another day. Just watch it tonight. What we did is we actually put it up on the TV in our living room, and we all watched it. Me, Mike, and Nora, we all watched it. And it was, we were already thinking about homeschooling, except I was in the stage, because I think there are various stages of thinking about homeschooling. Sure. And I was in the stage of thinking about it and then pretty quickly hyperventilating. Because I mean, we run a business from home, you know, like a decent sized business from home. And so I'm like, can we do this all? Right? Is this a thing we can actually do? I want to do it. Can I do it? And And so that was kind of like a fear of mine, except whenever we watched the video, there were two things that I think pushed me over the edge. So this, your documentary pushed me off the fence, so to speak. In the best way, in the best way.
You're welcome.
Thank you. One of the reasons that it pushed me off the fence was the reminder that I'm not supposed to be a teacher, and that we don't recreate like school at home. Mm-hmm. And that's not the concept. The idea isn't to do what they're doing there at home. It's right. to be able to like recreate and do what we're, you know, do but whatever works for our kid best, right? At right. home. And that gave me freedom. So that allowed me to not hyperventilate, because I felt like structure. Can I do that? And then also everything else. And it was just, it felt like a lot. But I think that the world makes you believe, or they want you to think it's going to be a lot, because, sure. and that's the narrative, right? That it's, oh, this is going to be such a big deal. Because they don't want you to do it, you know?
Right,
And so if they don't want you to do something, they're going to make you feel like you can't do that thing. And so I'm by no means a teacher, and it doesn't matter. I provide exactly what my kid needs. I'm a parent. I don't need to be a teacher. I'm a parent. And I've been parenting her as long as she's been alive. So why would I stop being able to do that now, right? In the best way. I know my kid better than anybody else is going to know my kid. Right. And so there is that. I think the thing that was more extreme was being reminded of all of the... I guess ideology mm-hmm. That comes from schools, and how they're really drawing people away from the faith, right?
Yeah.
And the whole idea is that the teachers are the boss, the teachers are the authorities, and if the teachers are saying X, Y, and Z, that will become truth for your kid, mm-hmm. whether you want it to or not. You know,
right.
that's gonna. We have to. We can't see what's happening. Know what they're doing, and then put our heads in the sand and say, well, it won't be my kid. Because that's probably every parent's story, that sure. then it was their kid, right? And then all of a sudden, oh my gosh, I have to deal with this, you know, my kid thinking they're a cat or whatever, you know, like, it's just like this weird, it's this weird world that our kids are not, they don't have the foundation. They don't have the ability to really even have that much logic yet mm-hmm. before these schools are starting to just implement fundamental things that are truth to them, that there's no way that our kid can discern the difference, because they're not old enough to discern the difference first.
Right.
But second, they don't have the logical capability until they're like 12. So what's happening up until they're 12 is the school and the world are creating this foundation of wacky world that our kids believe more than the foundation that they're getting from us, simply
right.
by the fact that they're not seeing it as much from us as they are from the school. And
right.
that's, so whenever I saw that, and this was kind of like a rabbit hole into that, but
yeah.
whenever I saw that and was reminded of that, I was like, oh heck no, like that's this is just a hard pass. We're going to do this, we are doing this. And that's where Mike and I started having the, you know, the difficult conversations
right.
of how are we going to do this, because I was scared to death, Mike was scared to death,
yeah,
and both of us were like, I can't do this. And, you know, then the other one says, well, I can't do this. And I'm like, together, somehow we got to do this, because yeah. we have to sacrifice what we have to sacrifice to make sure she's okay. She's our kid. God yeah. gave her to us. Like, we right. are supposed to be the steward of her. Right?
right.
And so we can't know what's going on out there and say, okay, well, hopefully it doesn't affect her. Hopefully she's smart enough. It doesn't have to do with smarts. They have a heavy agenda.
Right.
And they're children. And so that's, it's not hard to put this agenda on children. And so yeah. like, it's just, we have to suck it up. Right. And so that's it.
Have you tried CTC math yet with your child? Here's a testimonial from another happy homeschool mom. Amber said, "I'm absolutely thrilled with CTC math. It's a rare find that I've used with my children for more than 5 years now. I have 6 children using CTC math, and each child has found it easy to navigate and very applicable. Thank you so much for all that you are doing in providing quality math lessons for my children." If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com. That's ctcmath.com. Are you looking for a homeschool curriculum that goes beyond textbooks and truly engages your children in the joy of learning? Apologia's award-winning curriculum is written by homeschool parents to specifically meet your needs and captivate your students with hands-on activities and experiments that make learning unforgettable. With an easy-to-follow, open-and-go format, Apologia takes the stress out of planning and provides a simple roadmap that can easily be tailored to your family's needs. Explore live classes or self-paced courses designed to accommodate every student's unique learning style. Elevate your child's education, spark their curiosity, and nurture a lifelong love for learning with Apologia. Discover Apologia today at apologia.com.
We have to sacrifice what we have to sacrifice to make sure she's okay. She's our kid. God gave her to us.
Yeah. Yeah. You talk about sacrifice and it's so funny because I used to always think that too, like, oh, you know, it is a sacrifice to homeschool. And our good friend, Rick Green, he talks about how his mom used to say, because he was homeschooled growing up, she homeschooled all of her kids. And when people would say to her, you know, wow, what a sacrifice you're making. She would say, it's not a sacrifice. It's an investment. Yeah. And it's so true. We're investing in the lives and in the hearts and the minds of our children. And, you know, I love that part in the movie you're talking in large part in what Sam Sorbo and Heidi St. John talked about, in that, you know, when you're putting them in a classroom, you're saying, go trust this teacher. If this teacher says 2 + 2 = 4, of course you expect your child to believe them. But then when they say that we were evolved from apes, well, okay, child, don't believe that. So then our kids are confused. They don't know what's true, what's not true. But as the parent, when you hand your child off to that school, whether public or private, you know, unfortunately, there are a lot of private schools who are teaching the same things. We're telling our kids, this is what's true. Believe what your teacher says, because it's going to be on a test and you're going to have to pass that test in order to get a good grade on your report card. And, you know, and there are a lot of teachers who they have a heart for children. They have a heart for the Lord, but they have to teach what they have to teach. Yeah. And so, yeah, I mean, there are a lot of disadvantages, of course, to having our kids in school. You know, there can be disadvantages to homeschooling as well. There's pros and cons, I think, to everything, but I think by far the pros outweigh, you know, homeschooling just outweighs, you know, far beyond what our kids are getting in public school. How has it been for you since you started homeschooling? So you jumped in. I mean, it was so funny. I can't remember when we first talked, but I was like, there's a homeschool conference coming up. It was the one in Florida, in Orlando, the FPEA conference. And I said, and it was like that weekend. I said, if you're free this weekend, go to this conference. And you did. You like,
yeah,
literally you jumped in with both feet. And so how have you seen that transition in your family of going from, I'm not sure that we are going to homeschool, and now we're going to homeschool, but I'm not sure how, to actually homeschooling. And now we're more than halfway through the year, you know, nearing the end of the year. Yeah. What has it looked like for your family? What impact have you seen that it has had on your family and on Nora?
Yeah. My eyes are watering up already because it's that much of like of an impact.
Wow.
It's been everything. So when I first, you know, put my flag in the ground and I'm going to homeschool, and I sort of make this announcement really for accountability, and so I can't back down. Right? That's why I did it. But whenever I did that, I had so many parents comment on that post and say, this is the best decision you've ever made in your life. And you know, when we started homeschool, like they would say, when we started homeschooling, we wished we had started earlier, you know, like we just always wish we would have started before. And when I saw all of that, I was like, okay, we're doing the right thing. We're moving the right direction here. And whenever we started, we just found a curriculum that worked really well for us and our family and our lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It's been excellent. It's been fantastic. So I handle What we do is, you know, a subject a day. And like sort of the full week, I guess, of a subject of day. And I take, well, here's, we've evolved a couple times, in this capacity. So,
yeah.
I take Bible. So I'm Bible on Monday. On Tuesday and Thursday, what we did is neither Mike and I, we don't math. And so, and with this like weird math, I definitely don't math that way. Right. I don't math the normal way. And so these other ways, I'm like, I have no idea.
Right. It doesn't make any sense.
Yes. I don't even prove your word. I don't know. What answer did you get? But anyway, so, so what we did is we found a local, a girl that just graduated college with an elementary degree, and she comes over and tutors Nora in math. And then she does language arts too. So she does Tuesday, Thursday, math and language arts, which were both difficult for us to kind of, you know, get in with. That was just our own thing. And then Mike does science and history and geography. And so Nora's got sort of this community thing going on. But yeah, she comes in here. That's her work area, right? She comes in here and she does her school stuff in the morning. She just kind of does it on her own, and then we come in and we come alongside her to help her out and stuff. But it doesn't take as long as a full school day takes, which was the first thing that I realized, where I was like, what are they doing all day?
Right. Oh, right? Yeah. Babysitting. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, it's glorified daycare.
Right. And yeah.
So what we've discovered in the year, and I think what brought the tears to my eyes anyway, what we've discovered so far in the year is I have a better relationship with my kid. Yeah. I know who my kid is, you know? Yeah. I don't just see her after school and hear her talk about stories from school and these kids that I don't really know and, you know, whatever. But I actually, like, it's her and I. So her and I, and Mike, of course, but her and I in the morning, like as I'm drinking my coffee, getting ready, we watch old, old episodes of one of those old game shows that's on one of those channels. And so we watch that in the morning and I drink my coffee and her and I just sit on the couch and kind of start our day together. And it's just, I get to raise my kid, you know, like, and I get to be with her and she gets to know who I am and I get to know who she is at her core. Right. And I get to be able to, when she's like going through different friend drama or whatever, it can be me and her instead of her entrenched in the drama for 8 hours and then coming home and trying to dispel it, you know, instead it's like, Mom, here's what's going on. And then we just kind of talk it out and talk about what Jesus would do in that moment. And we really get to like, I get to parent my kid.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest thing for me.
Yeah.
It's been an amazing year. We've been loving it.
Yeah. Yeah. And the relationship that she's getting to have with her dad.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so cool as he is a new Christian, that they're learning together because they're both young Christians, you know, so they're learning together about the Lord and what does that look like to serve him and, you know, to grow in their knowledge of his word. And I mean, what an incredible opportunity for them to do that together. I mean, it's just so cool. And I know even you travel together sometimes as a family. Yeah. I've seen you post things about, you know, okay, we're packing our bags. She's got her school stuff and we're on our way. And how cool. That's one of the greatest things that the Lord has allowed our family to do is that we've traveled together, of course, a ton. And so our girls have been with us. They've gotten to experience, you know, big conventions. They've gotten to experience small conferences. We've seen all sorts of places around this country. And it's just so cool because that is also part of building the relationship. It's not just building it at home, but you're building memories together with work, with church, with homeschooling, with just life. And you talk about you're getting to be a parent, and that's really what homeschooling is, right? Yeah. It's parenting our kids. Yeah. It's not just about the academics. Those are important, but it's parenting our kids. It's developing their character because no one else is going to do that for them. No one. It's not possible for any teacher, no matter how much they love your kid, they're not going to love your kid like you do. And And so it is such a beautiful, beautiful experience that we get. And it's hard sometimes, you know, I'm sure that you guys have hard days, you know, everybody does. I mean, everything. Let me ask you one last question about homeschooling before we sign off on this episode. You're homeschooling one. What, and I know you can't really compare this to, you know, well, versus homeschooling 10, here's what it's been, but what has been your experience with homeschooling one child? Because of course, one of the concerns that people have is, oh, they're not going to be socialized. And with having a single child, what has that looked like in your home? And how is she developing socially?
Yeah. If you met my kid, she's cool. She's good. She's good socially, but we also, you know, we go to church stuff. She's got her church friends. She's in gymnastics. We go to a local place that's kind of like, American Ninja Warrior for kids, which is crazy.
Yeah.
There's places for her to socialize all over. Yeah. And then of course we have, you know, like co-ops that we can pop in and out of, and she's fine socially. Yeah. She has no problem. And actually, she will be the first to, whenever she goes into any group or when I love her heart, there was a new kid that came to the American Ninja Warrior sort of place. There was a new girl that came, and as soon as she showed up, Nora looked over at her and she said, "Do you want to be friends?" And it was just, she's just the sweetest kid.
Yeah.
But there's no, she's got no social problems at all.
Just find
other things to do.
Yeah. I find it to be that a lot of times kids who go to school, who are sitting in a classroom all day, sitting still at their desk, you know, quiet, not able to talk to their neighbors, They're the ones who are more socially awkward. I mean, there's weird homeschoolers, but there's really weird public schoolers and private schoolers too, you know, like kids are kids are kids, and they don't need to be in the presence of other children for 40 hours a week in order to be socialized. And with homeschooling, we get to kind of hone in on like, what kind of socialization do we want them to have? And we get to oversee the people that they are spending their time with. It is such a great, great privilege. Okay. Thank you for sharing that story. We are out of time. We're going to come back tomorrow. We're going to talk about working from home, and Martha is the master of working from home. Again, she's the author of The Home-Based Revolution. So we're going to talk a little bit about this tomorrow, and she's got tons and tons of resources, lots of free resources to help you as parents. You know, if you're one who is just like, you know what, one of the reasons I can't homeschool is because I need to work to bring an income, or perhaps you're someone who's just your home and you're sacrificing, you're making that investment in your kids, but you really do need to find a way to bring in some extra income for your family. So we're going to talk and walk through that tomorrow. Martha, share with our audience one more time where they can find out more about you.
Yeah. So I'm all over the socials, but you can find me, like a good hub is withmartha.com. So withmartha.com.
And we'll put all the links, of course, in the show notes to make it easy for you guys to find her. Stay tuned to the very end to hear what's coming up next on the podcast. And again, you can find all things Schoolhouse Rocked at our website, schoolhouserocked.com. Thank you so much for listening and watching today. We love you guys. Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye. As parents, our greatest hope is that our kids will grow up to be followers of Jesus Christ and live out God's call on their lives. But you also know the world makes it challenging to follow Christ faithfully. That's why I'm so excited about Summit Ministries. Their student conferences give teens and young adults reasons to trust the biblical foundation you've laid for them. Our oldest daughter, Brooklyn, is super excited to go this summer. And if you have a child ages 16 to 22, they can attend a Summit Ministries student conference this summer as well. Get a $200 discount on their in-person conference by using code SCHOOLHOUSE24 at checkout. And receive an additional $200 off with their early bird discount when you register by March 31st. Visit summit.org/schoolhouse to learn more. That's summit.org/schoolhouse.
I was about to watch her do something that I was not there for. And I pushed play, and it was her taking her very first steps. And then she looks at her daddy, you know, that's holding the phone. And she just like gives him the biggest smile. Like she's just so proud of herself. Yeah. And in the same moment, I see her and I'm so proud of her. I'm just like beaming, right? And then I look up at myself and it was reality hit me that I'm by myself. I'm here in a place that I can't leave. And I am watching her do something I should have been there for.